third illegal alien arrested for murder in Virginia Sanctuary County in 1 month span. By Randy Clark on April 2, 2026. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is asking Virginia Governor Abigail Spenberger and Fairfax County sanctuary officials to honor a third ICE detainer lodged on an illegal alien accused of committing a murder in Fairfax County, Virginia. The three murders occurred within the Northern Virginia County in a roughly one-month period. As reported by Breitbart News, ICE lodged the latest arrest detainer on 28-year-old Misael Lopez Gomez, an illegal alien from Guatemala who authorities believe is responsible for the blunt force death of his three-month-old daughter. ICE is requesting that Spanberger and other Virginia sanctuary politicians hand Lopez Gomez over to ICE agents in the event of his release rather than release him back onto Fairfax streets. According to authorities, on March 27, shortly after 7:30 p.m., Fairfax County police officers responded to the 3,400 block of Lake Street in the Bailey's Crossroads community after receiving a report of an unresponsive infant. Officers began administering CPR upon arrival until fire and rescue personnel took over life-saving efforts. At the time of the call, the infant was in the care of her father, Misael Lopez Gomez, according to Fairfax police. The child was transported to a local hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. According to authorities, during the investigation into the infant's death, detectives and hospital staff observed evidence consistent with abuse. Preliminary results from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner's autopsy determined the cause of death was blunt force trauma. Lopez Gomez is now being held at the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center with no bond, facing charges of second-degree murder and felony child abuse. Acting Assistant DHS Secretary Lauren Biss commented on the arrest of Lopez Gomez and the request for his transfer to ICE in the event of release, saying, "This cold-blooded killer murdered his own three-month-old daughter. We are calling on Governor Spenberger to commit to not releasing this barbaric animal from jail into Virginia communities." According to DHS, Lopez Gomez admitted he illegally entered the United States along the southwest border with Mexico in July 2023 near Albuquerque, New Mexico. Commenting on his illegal entry, Biss added, "This monster should have never been allowed in our country by the Biden administration. We need cooperation from sanctuary politicians to stop criminals from being released from jail to perpetrate more crimes and create more innocent victims." As reported by Breitbart News, the request comes one day after a similar request was made of Virginia authorities to hold another illegal alien accused of murder in Fairfax County. ICE lodged the earlier arrest detainer on 38-year-old Aníbal Armando Chavarria Mui, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala who authorities believe is responsible for the stabbing death of an unidentified man at a residence located on the 6,000 block of Bellevue Drive just before 9 p.m. on Sunday in the community of Bailey's Crossroads. According to authorities, Chavarria Mui may have known the victim. Chavarria Mui is being charged with second-degree murder and is currently being held without bond at the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center. According to DHS, the third request to detain an illegal alien came in late February when the agency issued a detainer on a career criminal illegal alien, Abdul Jalouk, a citizen of Sierra Leone, after his arrest in the fatal stabbing of a 41-year-old U.S. citizen, Stephanie Minter of Fredericksburg. Abdul Jalouk was discovered to have a criminal record showing more than 30 prior arrests before Fairfax County Police Department charged him for allegedly fatally stabbing Minter to death at a Fredericksburg bus stop. According to DHS, Jalouk entered the United States illegally sometime in 2012, and his criminal history includes arrests for charges of rape, malicious wounding, assault, drug possession, identity theft, trespassing, larceny, firing a weapon, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and pickpocketing. ICE previously lodged a detainer against Jalouk in 2020, and he was granted a final order of removal by a judge who found he could be removed to any country other than Sierra Leone. Despite the order of removal, Jalouk found his way back onto Fairfax County streets until his arrest in the murder of Minter in Fredericksburg. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.